Blog Talk Radio.
Ascension Magic Radio Show. It's going to be a great show today. I'm so excited because I can even already feel the fairies near me even before I even start talking. I'm so giggly and happy and excited, and I know this is going to be a great show. Typically, I do a meditation at the end of the show, but I want to do my meditation towards the beginning. So today is March 22nd, and it's the topic of today's show is perfect. We just started spring here in the Northern Hemisphere, and this is my third show in March about healing. This week, we're talking about the healing properties of nature. We're going to be talking about plants, the role that the plants play in our ecosystem, the healing properties of plants, how to connect with the plants, how to connect with the fairies. And my intention is for you to look at nature and the plant kingdom and the fairy kingdom in a different way and to work more closely with them and to have more cooperation between the human kingdom and the plant and animal kingdom. Well, more of the plants. So a little bit about myself. So my name is Ron Eich. I'm your host. You can call me Ronnie. And I do this show every Sunday. Sunday we talk about different topics, spiritual topics. Thursdays I do angel readings, so you can call in and receive an angel reading. You can find out more if you visit my website. It's ascensionmagic.com. There's also a great Facebook community where you can connect with other like-minded people. And each week on Wednesday, I pull a name for someone to do a free angel reading. So that's pretty exciting. So definitely check that out. There's some exciting shows coming up for you. Next week, we're going to be talking, well, we introduced actually to some of the angels that exist and the ascended beings. And the angels have actually guided me to spread this out over a few weeks. So what I think I might do is make April Angel Month. And I'm really, really excited to have Radley Valentine on my show. Oh, my God! It's going to be awesome. Radley, if you don't know, he is the author with Doreen Virtue, Angel Tarot. And he's very magical and is very knowledgeable as well about the angelic kingdom. So I'm so excited and honored to have him on my show. That's going to be coming up on April 12th, so mark your calendars for that. Also, in the summertime, I'm going to be at the San Francisco Pride, and I'll have a booth there where I'll be doing readings for you live in person, and you get a chance to kind of see me. So that'd be great if you could come by and check that out. So let's get started for today. So I usually do a meditation at the end of the show, but I want to start today with a meditation to get us focused and to invite the energy of the fairies and the plants and the nature to in with us so that we can really get on the same page. Okay, so what I want you to do is find a spot where you can just relax and be still, and I'm going to put on some music. All right. Okay, so notice exactly where you are right now and feel yourself just sinking into the chair, or if you're sitting on the floor, feel yourself sinking down. And we're going to go on a journey with the fairy. Imagine ourselves being in this beautiful oak tree, and we're deep inside the bark of the tree, sitting against the bark in a circle, all of us. The fairies are here with us right now at this very moment. And then the fairies are all around your shoulders, around your head, fluttering their wings, lifting up our vibration. Now we're going to be lifted up through the bark, up into the sky, flying buried. They're taking us to their world. We're just soaring through the sky. Feel how light and free you feel as you fly through the sky. No troubles, no cares, no worries. As they bring us down now to the ground, slowly, slowly to this beautiful land. In this place, nature is in pristine condition. The plants talk to you. The animals talk to you. The earth talks to you. You're full of magic. You feel the magic soaking up into every cell and every tissue of your body. Feeling the magic around coming into your body. Pay attention to what you see, what you feel. We're going to ask fairies, one particular fairy, to come near you and whisper the name to you. Ask the fairy, what is your name? And invite it close to you. And ask this fairy to help you make smart choices when it comes to the planet, when it comes to eating right, taking care of yourself, and moving forward on your journey. Now, in this place also, there's a lot of magic. There's wizards and sorcerers and dragons, and this magic is with you now for all of your days, allowing you to manifest everything that you could ever want, ever need. The fairies now are giving you a message, your own personal message. Listen to this message. Feel it, hear it, know that what you hear is true. And now what they want us to do is just ground very deeply at the base of our spine. Let go of anything that's not serving us. Deep, deep into the ground. Letting go of all your cares, all your worries. Now I want you to come close to a tree that you see. Put your arms around the tree. Hug it very deeply. And let the tree soak into your body. Breathe in the tree. And then breathe out. Out. You breathe out, you're sending magical healing energy to the earth. Gathering up all this energy, all this healing energy, and they're going to take us back into the sky. We're going to fly back to our original tree. They're taking us back into the oak tree we were in. Thanks, fairies, for this journey. Thanks for them being with us today as we do this show. And they thank us for our help in making this planet the kind of place we would like it to be. meditation to get us going for today, to set the intention, know that the fairies are with us as we go through the show. And I also see a lot of flowers around us. So we're going to talk about flowers today as well. So it's going to be a wonderful show, very informative, and I'm hoping that you receive some type of blessing from listening to the show. Now, I always talk about this on my shows. I am actually a protector of the trees. I love trees. But I consider nature to be our greatest teacher, or one of our greatest teachers. Nature teaches us so much. There's cycles and rhythms and, you know, beautiful sights and smells and sounds. And nature really has, nature knows when to do things in the perfect time. Sometimes as humans, you know, we try to rush things and we don't understand divine timing the same way that nature does. Flowers bloom when they're supposed to bloom. Trees grow when they're supposed to grow. Everything has a particular time to it. And we can learn so much just from that simple truth of just going with the flow and divine timing. Now, beyond the esoteric part of nature, nature has a lot of scientific benefits. I want to talk to you about the science of plants, of course, and give you some information there, things that we probably already know, we learned in school, but we maybe forgot. And it helps us to have a deeper appreciation for what plants really do. And the main thing, of course, is plants, we know, like, especially trees, they soak up the carbon dioxide that's in the environment, that's in the air. And right now, CO2 is at an all-time high because of man-made pollution. And the plants soak up the carbon dioxide and release oxygen to us. So there's a symbiotic relationship there between plants and humans. Now, I have a friend. Her name is Denise, and she is an amazing, I'm going to call her a plant intuitive. She communicates with the plants. She's a horticulturist, and she has given me lots of things to share with you. So I'm going to read a little bit of what she wrote down. And of course, she used a little bit of my own intuition. But what she says is that a lot of people don't really think of plants as having an intelligence or having a spirit, but they do. Everything that exists, I talked about this on my crystal show, crystals are alive. Crystals have a spirit. Plants have a spirit. So when you think about it, plants are able to take not only carbon dioxide, but they can take the sunlight that's there from the sun, bring it into their bodies, into their tissues, and store it as energy so they can grow. That's amazing. You know, we all take in sunlight, but the plants store it in their bodies and take that energy and communicate it out into the world. Okay, when we eat plants, we're able to take that energy that the plant has stored from the sun for our own growth, for our own metabolism. And the whole entire food chain, and we're going to get into a little bit of science here, right? You remember the food chain. The food chain is based off of plants. Plants is one of the lowest links on the food chain, so that ultimately gives them the greatest power. We don't want to think of lowest as being, you know, like unimportant, because it's really like the basic, the building block of it. In, you know, especially when you think about in the water, you have, I forgot what they're called, not cytoplasm, but they're like microorganisms. I can't think of what they're called, but they eat the plants in the water, which the plants in the water store sunlight, and then bigger fish eat those, the microscopic organisms, and then, you know, sharks eat those, and the food chain, you know, goes from smallest to largest. So without the plants there to start for the smallest organism, life might cease to exist on planet Earth, which is a sad thing. So we really want to appreciate our plants, give them gratitude and thanks. And, of course, not just plants for the food chain, but think of all the properties of things that we use plants for. We use plants for clothing, you know, the cotton, and we use them for building the trees. When we cut down trees and we use the wood for our houses and for all kinds of things, decks, stairs, everything you can think of that we make wood, tables, furniture. And, of course, plants have herbal properties as well, you know, aspirin and basically many of the pharmaceuticals that we consume come from the plant kingdom. And I'm sure you can think of many other examples of how we use plants in our day-to-day existence. But they are very important, and we need to reconnect with that aspect of the plant kingdom and not see man as, you know, the ultimate biggest guy on the block who can, you know, do whatever he or she wants and not have a consequence. The ancients and the natives, I'm going to say natives, but the ancient cultures always planned several generations down the future and knew that every action that we do at this moment has a consequence. And in some ways, we're reawakening to that, but in many ways, some of the things that we do or we have done in the past century have been present only. What do I get out of it? Without any regard for what's to come. And I'm so happy that that's changing. We have great interest in green energy and so many other things, that it's the tide is switching. But in some ways, I kind of think that it's being forgotten again. So I think it's important that we start to bring back, especially in the schools, some of the teachings about recycling and you know, taking care of the planet, because it seems like it's starting to go on the back burner just a little bit. I mean, there's so many things in our plates right now as humanity, but it's important that we bring that back. So, yeah, the ancestors that we have, our tribals, indigenous cultures, were very connected with the plants in a different way than we are. Deep connection. They understood all the properties of the plants. And if you want to go back to Lemuria, Atlantis, I mean, we talked about that on my show before, you could just put your hand on a plant and immediately soak up the essence of what that plant has. We all have that ability now as well, but it was more prevalent at that particular period in time. In this time period, that connection seems to have been lost. So I want to give you some tips and pointers on how you can bring that back, how we can bring that back as a culture. So here's what my friend Denise says, and this is what you can do to try to connect with the plants. So what she says is, find a plant that calls to you. It could be anything. It could be a tree in your backyard. It could be a flower that you have that's growing. Or you could be on a nature hike, and you just find this one particular plant that just calls to you. What you want to do is just sit near it. And if it's a tree, you can put your back against the tree. And think of it as a part of you, because we're all one. We're all connected, you see? And there's no separation. So think of it as a loving being who you love, and sit with it and consciously create a breath. Breathe in the oxygen that it gives. And then when you breathe out, you give it carbon dioxide and you create a circle of breath, a symbiotic connection that's connecting you to that plant. And continue to do this and be in a conscious awareness of that breathing that you have with that plant, while the whole time having gratitude in your heart. So you might even send out a beam of love from your heart to that plant. As that plant's energy comes into you, you give your energy out to the plant, and it's a giving and a taking, a continuous flow. So introducing yourself to the plant is very polite too. So you don't have to say it out loud unless you want to. You can think in your mind, hello, plants, you know, I'd like to communicate with you. My name is such and such. And you might not hear anything back. It depends on how aware you are. But the plant will communicate with you. You might get a feeling. The fairies might assist with this. You might have the fairies near you. It depends. And the more you do it, the more different experiences you will get. So it's good to communicate with the plant in that way. Then once you get established that initial connection, pay attention to not just the spiritual things, but the physical senses. What does the plant look like? Okay. What does it feel like? What does it smell like? What color are its flowers? What shape are the leaves? What is the shape of the plant itself? Okay, when you do this, it opens a door to a deeper perception of the plant, not just spiritually, but physically. So your senses, your smell, and well, you probably won't be able to taste it, but smell's related to taste, sight, sound, touch. You know, everything that you can get your senses around will make a deeper connection with that plant. What do you notice that's around the plant? Perhaps maybe the plant has deep roots, or maybe the plants in water. Is it a water plant? Is it growing out the side of a rock? That gives you an idea of what elements are associated with this particular plant. You know, fire, earth, air, water, and that gives you a deeper understanding of that particular elemental plant. It'll give you more information about what the plant's properties might be. So if it's a water plant, if it's like a water lily or something, that might tell you about what the healing properties might be. Water is associated with emotions typically. If it's a growing in the rocks, it might tell you a little bit more about fire. Fire is more like a passion and that sort of thing. So the environment that it grows in can give you more information. Also, what animals are around it too. The animal kingdom is such a huge part of nature, and it's one of our greatest teachers as well. I talk about this on my show all the time. What animals are in communication with the plant? Perhaps those animals might be there to assist you as well. And also, of course, that's your physical senses, but pay attention to your spiritual senses, not just the physical. So you might go into a light meditation or a trance and paying attention to what comes into your head. What do you hear inside your mind, in your inner ear? Or what do you see in your third eye to get a message from the plant? You can even ask the plant to give you a message. And it will. You might not hear it in the sense of what you would think. You might not hear it exactly. But there is a message, even if it's just on a deeper level, it'll always be there. And you could spend as much time as you want with the plant, slowing down, taking the time to go into that beingness, and just really having that beautiful, deep connection with the plant and have an appreciation for it. If more of us did that, you know, I think that we would really have a deeper appreciation for nature. We sometimes take it for granted. We don't really think of, and I talked about this on my show before, we don't think of crystals as being alive. We don't think of, we know that trees are alive because they fit the biological properties of life, or we know that plants are alive, but we don't think of it as a sentient being, like with a consciousness like ourselves. And I think that if we shift that consciousness, we would have a different appreciation, is what I mean. Okay? So I want to thank my friend Denise for her wonderful thoughts on how to connect with the plants. She actually forwarded me an event that's happening, and I want to tell you guys about it. There is an event coming up. It's a telesummit, which means that it's through the telephone, but you can actually buy MP3s of the recordings. It's called Guardian Spirits of Nature, and it's teaching you how to recreate relationships with the beings of nature to transform your life and our world. And it's starting in 2 weeks, and I actually signed up for it. And there's all these different seminars working with the elemental kingdom, how to work with the nature spirits, how to work with mermaids and the weather, how to work with the weather and connect with the weather or the trees and so on, manifesting and dragons and all these wonderful, cool, magical things. So if you're interested in that, it's really very inexpensive. I think it's like maybe $30. And you get access to all, if you can't listen to the calls live, you get access to all the MP3s. So it's called Guardian Spirits of Nature Telesummit. And you know what, I'll put it up on my Facebook page, ascensionmagic.com. But the website is guardianspiritsofnature.com. And I'll put that up on my Facebook page for you guys so you can check that out. I highly, highly recommend that. I'll be doing it. So if you want to do it with me, maybe we can have some conversations about what came up as we went through that seminar. So definitely check that out. So plants are amazing, right? Plants give us so much. They heal the planet. They heal humans. And they just are. They know how to be. They teach us so much. Now, there's so many different kinds of plants out there. And what I want to do now is just share with you some of the basic healing properties of plants, some of the ones that you really might want to think about either growing in your own garden or going out to the store. If you can, you know, go to, sometimes you can get things dried, but you can also plant it in your own garden. Believe it or not, dandelions are probably better for you than anything you would think of in your garden. And I'm getting this from a website. You can go to MotherEarthNews.com, and it's an article, Natural Remedies, Use Homegrown Herbs and Plants for Healing. And I'm going to read this from this article is what it says. It says, an analysis of 100 grams of dandelion greens, by the U.S. Department of Agriculture shows 14,000 IU of vitamin A, 35 milligrams of vitamin C, 397 milligrams of potassium and 66 milligrams of phosphorus, 187 milligrams of calcium, and 36 milligrams of magnesium. They are the richest source of beta-carotene. Did you know that? I didn't know that. Dandelions? It says, by contrast, carrots, which are considered an excellent source of beta-carotene, only contain 6.6 milligrams per cup. Now, this says only young dandelion greens are good in salads, and the older bitter leaves can be cooked like spinach or added to mixed vegetable dishes. So that's kind of cool. If you didn't know that, I didn't really know that dandelions could be used. Now, of course, one of the oldest plants, and a lot of people are aware of this right now, is, you know, marijuana, cannabis, hemp, whatever you want to call it. Not just, obviously, for the medicinal properties, but the hemp plant itself is one of the strongest, most durable plants out there. And hemp grows like a weed. I mean, really, it grows anywhere. It's amazing. It requires very little maintenance. But the fiber of the hemp plant is so strong and can be used in clothing that would last us forever. And, of course, obviously, the medicinal properties of the cannabis, of, you know, the THC that is used to help people treat cancer and HIV and so many other medical problems out there, glaucoma. So the tide is shifting. I think that one of the main reasons, though this is my perception, I think one of the main reasons why marijuana is so illegal, there's a lot of politics behind it. But can you imagine, though, like, for example, the paper industry, if we could grow our own paper, our own clothing, like free, like as easy as the wind blew, like they'd be out of money. They wouldn't have any business. So that's one of the reasons is politics. It's all about money. And that's unfortunate because, you know, it should not be about who gets to have what money. It should be about enough sharing for everyone. That's what nature does. Nature grows freely and it shares with everyone. And we want to reconnect with that. So dandelions, marijuana. Let's see, what else can we talk about here? Did you know that aspirin the original aspirin came from willow bark? So if you have a headache, before you go reach for aspirin, you might want to look and see if you have a willow tree around. If you're under a lot of stress, the cambium layer of willow bark contains salicin, which the body converts to salicylic acid, and that's the ingredient in aspirin. So if you grew a willow bush or a tree in your yard, you could prune off a small twig, remove the bark, and then brew that bark for a few minutes in warm water, and that'll help your headache go away. It might be have a bitter taste to it, but it will work for aspirin or to replace aspirin. And you can find willow very common along most waterways. Let's see. We all know, too, well, we might not know, but eucalyptus has that minty kind of really intense menthol kind of flavor. Eucalyptus is really good for if you have a cough or a sore throat. They oftentimes will put eucalyptus oil in cough medicines. And eucalyptus trees, especially where I live in my area, they're very common. You can just pick a few leaves and make a hot tea and drink it. And the flavors differ. So you might smell around until you find one that you like. But the tree and the tea of that tree helps with breathing difficulties and respiratory ailments. One of the most famous plants we know for healing is aloe vera. Have you ever had an aloe vera plant? I had an aloe vera plant before. And you just break off the leaves and snap it in half, and it has that, like a jelly kind of oil that you can put on scratches or wounds. And it's really interesting, if you've never had an aloe vera plant before, to see how naturally the oil and the gel, it's like a gel really inside the leaf that you can just put on your skin, and it's been used for centuries. And it grows so easy in your pots or in your garden, and you can buy it at most nurseries. So aloe is a wonderful healing plant for that property. Now, you may have too been seeing a lot of people talk about garlic lately. Garlic, they have this pill called garlic. Garlic grows, you can buy garlic at the store, but garlic is supposedly helpful for high cholesterol. So you may want to think about putting more garlic in your diet. Let's see. Now, there's some, we talked about plants here, but I want to also talk about flowers. I want to read you a few little, if you want to call them poems, I guess. They're poems and stories. I have this book called The Earth Speaks by Steve Van Matra and Bill Weiler. And I want to read you just really quick because I think they're related to what we're talking about. Ralph Waldo Emerson said this, "The earth laughs in flowers." That's kind of interesting. Sally Carragher, I'm not sure exactly who she is, but she's an author, and she wrote this little story that I think is perfect. I'm going to read it to you. It's called Home to the Wilderness. Here's what it says. I held a blue flower in my hand, probably a wild aster, wondering what its name was, and then thought that human names for natural things are superfluous. Nature herself does not name them. The important thing is to know this flower, to look at its color until the blueness becomes as real as a keynote of music. Look at the exquisite yellow flowerets in the center. Become very small with them. Be the flower. Be the trees, the blowing grasses. Fly with the birds. Jump with the squirrel. I love that because it's speaking exactly to what Denis had said. Really take a moment and just be with nature. Connect with it. We don't need to name it. I mean, it's still going to be, like Shakespeare said, a rose by any other name would smell just as sweet, right? Just be with it and just see what comes forth when you actually connect with it. So let's talk about some of the flowers and that are available out there. One of the ones that I think is great, and I put this on my Facebook page a lot, is lavender. Lavender smells so wonderful. It has a great smell. You could buy lavender essential oil all over. But lavender is wonderful for relaxing and just for, and also for having good dreams. You can buy some lavender. I actually found like a lavender spray, and you spray it on your pillows. And when you sleep at night, you have really relaxing sleep, and you just have wonderful dreams. So lavender is a wonderful flower that's easy to work with, and you can start off, you can buy the oil almost anywhere that sells essential oils, so you could think about that. Sunflowers, when you look at a sunflower, doesn't it look like a big giant sun? And sunflowers spiritually teach us joy. But we use sunflowers in so many ways, the oil of the sunflower, the seeds of the sunflower. So sunflowers have a lot of properties that maybe you just forgot about. Sunflowers are a great one. Let's see, what other flowers do I kind of want to talk about with you guys? Poppies. Poppies have, you can make some poppy tea, but poppy will relax you big time. Poppy, we know, that's where they make opium from. But you can find some safe recipes out there if you know where to look. And I also want to talk to you guys about catnip. Catnip, we know catnip is, well, it mesmerizes cats. But if you have ever made a tea out of catnip, It is the most relaxing tea you will ever drink. I'm not kidding. One time, I was at this herbal store, and they have all these different teas. I was trying these different teas out, and this one particular tea was called Relaxing Tea Brew, and in it was catnip. And I must have felt like a zombie for like 4 hours. I was like, oh, it would in a good way, but it was just so relaxing. I don't recommend you drink that tea, like if you have to go to work, maybe like right before you go to bed, or if you've been really, really stressed out. It's a safe, natural way to help you relax and sleep. Like, you know, instead of taking NyQuil, if you're sick, maybe take some catnip tea, because the catnip will really help you to relax and just kind of slow down and be still. So catnip is a good one. There's so many different plants. I could go on and on and on. I think your best bet is to really just go search on the internet and Google for what ails you. Find a book of something that you need assistance with. Wikipedia has some good ones. The library has some great books you can buy. I'm just hitting on the main ones right now, and the intention is just again to remind you to start using the properties of plants. Start being more natural and start being more in tune with the natural things that are out there. We don't need man-made pharmaceuticals. We have nature right at our fingertips, and nature is more than happy to assist us with anything that we need. We just need to be open and ask, and it will find a way to come to us. So, instead of talking about flowers, I often, and I am an angel card reader. I have a deck of cards that I use oftentimes on my show from Robert Rees and Doreen Virtue called Flower Therapy. And if you ever want to find out a little bit more about different flowers that are out there, I recommend you check it out, because each card has a beautiful picture of a flower. And the intention of these cards is more to connect you with the spiritual properties of the flowers, not necessarily the earth properties of them, or the you know, like helping you sleep and so on. But nevertheless, it'll still introduce you to the different types of flowers out there. And what he says is that just having the photo of the flower near you will heal you. You don't even need to have the physical flower in your presence. You can just have it on your computer. And what the flowers do, it actually opens up and helps you to connect more with the angelic kingdom. Because sometimes we don't ask for help, but having a flower near you can open up the doorway to that other angelic kingdom. So what I want to do too is just kind of draw a card for all of us that are listening and ask them, the angels, what flower we all can use at this moment to help us that might bring us blessings. And the one that comes up is a crocus. Interesting. Crocus, and the message on the card says, you are a spiritual teacher. Share your wisdom with others. You were born to teach. So that could be, that's a message for anybody that's listening. I always ask the angels that anyone listening gets a message. So if you are listening to this show, you are a spiritual teacher. Share your wisdom with others. You were born to teach. And the crocus is this beautiful flower. It comes in different colors. Obviously, this one's on this card's purple. So check out a crocus. It's Crocus. See what the properties are, and you can have a picture on your computer. You could have a picture. You could just hold the card near you. You can have a picture on your phone. You don't need to actually have a physical crocus near you, but that flower itself has a lot of spiritual properties that can assist you. All right. So we've gone through the role of plants in our ecosystem and Mother Earth. We talked about how to connect with the plant on a deep level. We talked about flowers. What I want to talk about now is the fairy kingdom. I want to kind of end the last 20 minutes of my show talking about the fairy kingdom and what the fairies are and who the fairies are. So a lot of people think of fairies as being these mischievous beings that go around and play pranks on us. And I think that fairies most certainly can do that, but I think it's misunderstood energy. Fairies, you want to think of fairies as really being like angels, okay? But they're angels of nature, and they're guardians and protectors of the nature kingdom. So they're very protective of the nature kingdom, and sometimes they get angry with the way that we have treated the planet. And when you hear about these pranks, that is the pranks that you might be hearing about, is people who really abuse the planet and don't really appreciate it. The fairies can prank and literally prank and do things that might seem mischievous to the human eye. Fairies are real. I can tell you fairies are real. I have fairy spirit guides. Some people, you may have fairy spirit guides. Some people do, some people don't. But fairies are sometimes also called fae, F-A-E. And the way that you're going to experience fairies is by believing. We have to think about Peter Pan, right? You have to believe. Do you believe? Do you believe? Do you believe? Yes. If you believe in something, then you're going to see it. Just because you can't see it doesn't mean it's not true. We talked about this before. It's the same with abundance and everything else in your life. If you can't see it, that doesn't mean it's not real. So it starts with a believing in the fairies. And the fairies are real. They're there. You can call on them to help you with your garden, to help you plant things in your garden. But the fairies are amazing manifestors. And they bring joy. So their purpose is not just to protect nature, but they will bring joy into our lives. They love to sing and dance. And I have friends who are incarnated fairies and elementals, and they look exactly like you would expect a fairy to look like. They have the pointy ears, and they have, you know, they just look like you can maybe even see wings behind them. And they're just so playful and happy and joy and the party animals of the world, really. And that's what the fairies are here to do. So if you find that you are struggling with, like, sadness or depression, or if you want some more joy in your life, call upon the fairies. You don't even have to say it out loud. You just think about the fairies. Say, fairies, please bring me some joy and happiness and help me to have some more joy in my day. And the fairies will be there. But as I talked about, the fairies are the guardians of nature. And what they really want us to know, they want us to continue to believe and to continue to keep the communication going with them. Okay? So they want us to go out more and connect with nature and to start picking up some of the trash that we see around. When you talk to fairies, one of the first things they will ask you to do is pick up trash. Okay? So you might be walking down the street and see like a McDonald's hamburger wrapper or something and feel guided to pick it up. That's a sign that the fairies are working with you. And that's sometimes what they will do that. They will give you a mission to see if they can trust you. So you might get a feeling, hey, pick up that trash. And if you do, then the fairy's like, okay, this person really cares about nature. We can trust this person. But they want us all to do that. They want us to go out, and as we're out hiking or in nature, they want us to appreciate it, and they want us to pick up any kind of trash that we see and to bring our planet back to the condition that it's in. They really want us to do that. I have a friend who can connect with the fairies deeper, and that was the message he wanted me to convey to all of you listening, is that they want us to open up the cooperation between us and to pick up more trash. And they also want to help us with material things in our lives. They want us to know that the struggle that we're having, some of us, with manifesting our material desires does not need to be so. Okay? The only reason that we experience lack or limitation is because we believe it. It's very easy for the fairies to manifest because they just believe it and instantly manifests for them. They have no doubt whatsoever, and they work very closely with magic. So if you need help in manifesting, maybe you're looking for a new job, or you know, maybe you need some help with more money in your life, or whatever it is, it could be anything, the fairies are more than happy to assist you if you call upon them. And of course, the angels as well. You can call upon the angels, you can call upon God, whatever you believe in. But the fairies in particular, because they are so magical, they are more than happy to assist you. But all you need to do is ask, and it starts with a belief. So it doesn't hurt to ask. I mean, if this is new to you, and you've never, if this is kind of like, oh, I don't know, it doesn't hurt to try. I mean, if you don't ask, how will you know? You have to ask. It's like the classic, okay, well, I got to get a date to the prom. Have you asked somebody? Well, no. Well, how are you going to know if you don't ask? They could say no, but you got to ask, right? So if it's new to you and it sounds strange, I'm just asking you to try it and to have an open mind about it. You really want to have an open mind, okay? The fairies, they're not expecting you to be perfect, you know, but they would like you to connect with them more. Okay, now Doreen Virtue, who is one of my teachers, she writes a lot about fairies. She has some books out there and some deck of cards. She has Healing with the Fairies deck. She's got a Fairies 101 book. She is closely connected with the fairy kingdom. And in addition to picking up trash, she says that the fairies would love for you, too, to use more non-toxic chemicals in your life. Roundup is horrible to use. If you're using Roundup, get it out of your house. Get it out of your life. It's terrible. It gets in our water. It ruins the environment. So get rid of Roundup, please. Also, you know, any kind of cleaning supplies that you might use in your house, like laundry detergent, try to get like the organic phosphate-free ones. And the more that you do that, the happier, the better the planet will be, and the more that the fairies will acknowledge the good that you're doing in your life. Okay. So again, too, the fairies want us to play more. They love to dance and party and sing. So some people give fairies gifts. You might go outside and connect with them and leave like maybe like a little piece of chocolate or something for the fairy. Some people do that. And in some circles, it says the fairies like to drink alcohol. So, you know, you can try that too. Maybe put like a thimble full of alcohol out there. But the fairies remind us of these following things. Let's summarize. Life is joyful and fun. Nature needs our respect and deserves our respect. The animals are our brothers and our sisters. Everything is alive. Crystals are alive. Everything's alive, really. Even if you have, like, I'm sitting on a computer desk right now. Even though this desk is not growing in the ground, there are atoms and molecules that are moving around in motion that I can't physically see with my eyes, but it's still, there's still energy and a vibration in there. Play is very important. Unlike humans, the fairies are pretty uncomplicated. They peacefully coexist with people, so if you reach out to them, they will reach back to you. Okay? So I'm reading this. This is from Doreen Virtue, and she says, here are some things that are especially meaningful to the fairies to show your desire to connect with them. You can keep bird feeders full of food and water in your backyard, and that shows that you're connecting with the animals. So having a bird feeder back there can help out. I already mentioned you can put candy outside for them, especially chocolate. That's one thing you can do. They really like bell-shaped flowers in your garden. They like bell-shaped flowers, so you can plant those. Again, having earth-friendly soaps and shampoos and cleaning supplies, you can buy those at Trader Joe's, Whole Foods, any kind of health store will have that kind of stuff. Even Target has it now, which I think is amazing. Not as much as we would like, but the fact that the organic line of products is becoming more and more prevalent, that's a great sign that people are taking notice of it. The next thing, of course, would be our food supply and genetically modified foods. I mean, that's a whole other topic for another show, but that's becoming more and more popular as well. More and more places have organic food. I was at Costco the other day, and they have an entire aisle of organic stuff, which was amazing. It's like I knew exactly where to go. I'm like, here's my organic aisle. Got all my organic food. It's like, and the more that we put money into it, the more that we put our intention into that, the more people notice it. So where you put your money and your intention is what will manifest. So if organic stuff is important to you, buy it. Don't worry so much about what the price of it is, because, you know, it's only I can't discount the fact that sometimes organic stuff is more pricey, but if more of us buy it, it's just supply and demand. The price will go down. It's just about making it, showing these producers of these products that we care about these things and we want this on ourselves. So definitely take some time to purchase them. Now, there's some other things here, too. It says, eat a vegan diet or only buy humanely treated animals and animal products from organic farms. Now, this is not a judgment, but certainly try to be as health conscious as you can. There's nothing, quote unquote, wrong with eating meat, but there are so many metaphysical people who will tell you that the pain and suffering that animals go through, we ingest it in our own physical bodies. So if you're looking to lighten up and to have more play in your day, maybe eat less meat or find meat that's humanely treated or organic. Okay, so again, nobody wants to judge you because we each have our own needs and everything. But just keep in mind, some of the practices that we do are not in the best interest. So you want to put your energy into things that you really care about. Okay, so do your best to try it, if you can, to try to find meat that's humanely treated if you eat meat. You might also donate your time or your money to environmental charities or animal charities. You might put statues of fairies or gnomes out in your garden. Hang crystals outside from your trees or put shiny objects. Fairies like shiny objects. This is one that Doreen says. She says, warn the fairies before you cut the grass, before you mow the grass. Please don't use pesticides. And celebrate it when mushrooms appear in your yard, because that means that the fairies have taken up residence. Oh, yay, I love that, because I get mushrooms that grow up in my backyard. And that's a wonderful sign that the fairies are there. Now, also, you want to relax more and play in your backyard, especially with music. Fairies love music. So, again, when you're out in nature, too, and you're connecting with these plants, connect with the fairies and just playfully, you know, hop and skip. Okay, that sounds kind of like, you know, we're 8 years old again. But sometimes you have to be like you're 8 years old. Why do we have to be like we're so begrudgingly hating life all the time? You know, what happened to fun? What happened to play? We get so caught up in the day-to-day dramas of our lives that we forget to have play, and that's why the fairies are there. They want you to play, and they want you to care about nature, and they want you to care about yourself, too. So the fairies are definitely there. The more people who believe, the more power that they have, and this will allow them to continue to keep working, cleaning the earth, cleaning the air. Okay, so believe in the fairies, believe in the angels, believe in dragons, believe in unicorns, believe in all those magical things that you can't see with your eyes, but are there. They are there. And the more you do that, it opens up your heart to the childlike wonder within you and allows you to become connected to a part of you that you maybe forgot about. We're not born forgetting. We're born remembering. We're born aware of our angels and aware of fairies and of all our psychic intuition. But some of the systems that are in place, the education system, the religious systems, parents and so on, our society says, no, that's not true. No, you can't do that. And we learn over time to turn that off. And it's sad. And as I mentioned, too, our ancestors knew all about this. The elders always taught this to the youngsters. They said, this is so important. These are things you should know, and pass it down from generation to generation. It's time that we return to that. It's time that we reconnected with the animal kingdom and reconnected with the fairies and reconnected with nature in a way that brings healing to all of us. So it's my deepest, sincerest wish and hope that you will connect with the plant kingdom, with the fairy kingdom, and with your higher self and the angels. Next week on my show, I'm going to be telling you how to connect with the angelic kingdom. We talked today about the fairies and the plants, but we want to talk about the angels and the ascended beings. So next week, I'm going to introduce you to the different angels out there, tell you how to connect with them. And I was guided by the angels to go through a whole month of this. This topic is massive. So I think I want to do a show about the ascended beings, ascended masters, a show about the archangels, a show about your guardian angels. I want to do at least three. But I'm so excited because I am going to have a guest speaker on my show. I told you at the beginning of the show, Radley Valentine has graciously offered to be a guest on my show. And he is an amazing, magical person who is very in tune with the angelic kingdom, who will share his insights with us and will help us to connect with the angelic kingdom and to help you have some more magic in your life. So I'm so excited to have him on my show. That's going to be April 12th. It's coming up. So mark your calendars for that. And coming up to next Thursday, I'll be doing angel readings with you. Well, this Thursday, that is March. Look at my calendar. March 26th, I'll be doing angel readings. So if you want to receive an intuitive reading, call in. And I think let's use the fairy deck for that show, because we've been talking about the fairies. So if you want to connect with the fairies or get a reading from the Healing with Your Fairies deck, call me up on Thursday, and I'd be happy to do an intuitive reading with you. Definitely, too, also check out the website. It's ascensionmagic.com. All of these shows that I do are there available for you on rebroadcast for you to listen to. I have some wonderful resources on the website. There's also, you can check out the services that I provide. So if you'd like to get a professional reading with me, you can do that as well. And lastly, the Facebook page that I have, it's a wonderful Facebook community. You can connect with all kinds of spiritual people. And I choose someone every Wednesday, and I do a free reading. So check that out. It's Ascension Magic. Have you guys ever heard the song Big Yellow Taxi? I kind of wanted to share a verse of that song with you, you know, where she's like, don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? Pave paradise and put up a parking lot. Love that song. You know why I like that song? Because there's one particular line where she's like, they took all the trees and put them in a tree museum and charged the people $1.50 to see them. So I'm singing that to you because remember in the show I said go out and appreciate nature, connect with it, because we don't want it to disappear. It's so important to all of us. I would love to hear what comes up from you when you connect with nature, what signs you receive, what messages you get. So if you can communicate that with me on my Facebook page or email me, I'd love to hear it and share it on my show. So definitely check that out. I want to wish you a wonderful rest of the weekend. Got a great week coming up, and I'm always ending the show with lots of love, and I'm going to send you some love through my exit song. Here it goes.